Sean Pietraganza, hello.
Hello.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
You're welcome.
You seem very relaxed.
Yes.
You seem unnervingly relaxed, in fact. How are you feeling, really?
I was at this stage in the collection where I... Because I'm so stressed and overworked, I reach a point of pure apathy.
Okay.
Where I'm just so exhausted and I just don't really care anymore.
Yep.
And especially at this stage, too... Knowing how much work there still is to do before the show, I'm fortunate that I have the people that are around me that are really pulling up their braces and rolling up their sleeves and getting down and dirty. So
cool.
Yeah. So I'm kind of calm.
But are you generally excited about the collection?
Yes, in this one in particular, because this one is a real. Extreme, well, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
To my normal stuff, the Jean-Pierre Brigands, the label, like everyone that comes to the show, my loyal followers that do see the shows, they know what to expect from me. And this season in particular, because I'm working with a stylist who has a strong vision that complements, but yet is a contrasting view of my own.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting because it's certainly much more of a sensible collection than my previous ones.
Mm. That's really funny because I was speaking to Amy McWilliams last night.
Yeah.
And she said sort of a really similar thing. And you two graduated at the same time, didn't you?
Sure, she was more eloquent than I was.
It was fine. It was 10:30 at night over Thai food.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, bless her. Yeah, we're good friends. We're in the same college. And we're still wrestling with the same demons.
Who else's collection are you excited about seeing?
Who am I excited to see?
Yeah.
I'm a bit odd. I'm not your average fashion person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get excited. Well, like, obviously, fashion design is quite... does cook my noodle and stuff, but
yeah.
I don't really enjoy going to see these shows.
Sure.
I love seeing the clothes. Like, maybe I'll look at them online, and I have, like, it's a small community, it's a small industry, so we all know each other.
Yeah.
And quite supportive and excited for them, but I'm not so giddy and excited as some may be to go see a show.
So you're not going to be front of the queue?
I will not be.
Trying to sit next to Anna Wintour.
I just refused, I refused to queue for shows, even in uni when we had our trips to Paris, it just really pained me to do that silliness, as a student does,
you know,
tries to get into a fashion show.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's really worth it, but that's just me. Sorry.
Do you feel like it's maybe not quite about that, like it's not such a kind of intense, it's not about that kind of intense 5-minute watching a show?
It's certainly, there's an adrenaline rush to seeing any spectacle and the music and the, but I think I look at it in a different light. I look at it like strictly, I don't really absorb the ambiance and the whole spectacle of a show. I'm more like intrigued with a certain finish and scenes and how it's constructed and stuff. So I kind of detach from the whole spectacle and the whole arena and everyone with their fans and getting excited and sweating in their black. But again, I just I'm an oxymoron. I'm a walking contradiction. I debunk myself in essence.
So in that sense, do you prefer like the on-off exhibition rather than the catwalk shows? Like personally for your kind of your collections?
Exhibition, as in like the pod area.
Yeah.
Where they display the clothes. Mm. Again, given the fact that what I go through to create what I do, at that stage, the last thing I want to look at is clothes. I just want to go back to, what makes me who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I have an alias, I have a nickname, and that nickname, I'm known as Jean-Pierre to everyone, but I have a nickname TJ.
Yeah.
And that character, that persona of mine, ceases to exist during these moments of right. creation. So I kind of always long to meet that person again. Mm-hmm. So and hang out with that person because I prefer him over Jean-Pierre. I kind of get a bit of a mad freak impression. In that case, but so I think I long to hang out with him. So mm-hmm. Going shopping or going to inspect clothes isn't really what TJ would be doing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you like being based in London and stuff, and you were born in London, is that right?
Yeah.
But you didn't grow up here?
No, I grew up in Montreal, in Toronto, Canada. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like a special attachment to London Fashion Week? Do you feel like it's kind of...
I used to.
Is there something very specific about your being based in London?
Well, there was always this romance.
Slightly worn off.
It's worn off, man. I'm long in the tooth. I've been scarred one too many times. I've always had this romance of staying in London, showing in London, and creating my label and remaining in London.
Yeah.
As most British designers always end up going to Paris.
Yeah.
I had this romantic notion of actually maintaining this London showcase my work in London.
Mm-hmm.
But as the years or seasons go by, you realize how illogical the whole structure of London or London Fashion Week is.
Yeah.
And it is a bit disconcerting. Like, it is a cool city, and it is where I dwell, and this is where I create, and this is where we all, mm-hmm. you know, as designers, every British designer, we all are the product of this city. But the mechanism, I guess, the infrastructure of this London Fashion Week, especially for a young designer, you know, it's just a bit more... it's more difficult, whereas you can still have the same obstacles in Paris, but yet have more of a world viewing, I guess. More people would be involved
okay.
in seeing the product.
Sure, whereas London's, I guess, is a bit more insular.
London's kind of suffering, yeah, as far as international press and buyers.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they do bypass Paris, London, and even like for example, what you're saying, the exhibition in on off, or even London Fashion Week, the tags. Most buyers or press will approach you and compliment empty praise, and then just simply say like, "Are you going to Paris? Well, then we'll make our final decision
sure.
in Paris." You know, so it's kind of I feel it's pointless really showcasing or making the effort to showcase your work. On a business level,
yeah.
selling retail,
yeah.
what have you? I find it's pointless to do London, and that's sad. Like I'm really sad. I hate saying this.
Mm.
That's what I've found recently. Hopefully, it'll change.
Yeah,
you never know. From season to season, everything always changes.
Yeah. And also because I think like the other designers I've spoken to have been saying that it's been getting kind of increasingly difficult.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, and also the week itself is being kind of increasingly truncated.
Well, yeah, it is, isn't it? Well,
yeah.
Because I don't think London has as much leverage anymore.
Hmm.
We can pass the buck and place the blame, but I'd rather not. There are reasons, perhaps, mm-hmm. but, you know, New York Fashion Week and Milan Fashion Week are have more priority than London.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like that a few years ago, but now it is, and so be it.
But I guess the hope is that it's cyclical and it'll change, it'll come around again.
Well,
and yeah.
Yeah, that's ideally that's what will happen, but it's let's see what happens. You, know, like, you never know. You can't predict things like that, I suppose.
Mm. Do you think if things didn't change, you'd consider sort of uprooting yourself?
Reluctantly, yes.
Mm.
I'm quite stubborn, so I'd like to stay in London. I'd like
yeah.
to remain a London-based designer showcasing in London.
Sure.
But logic dictates that I do get gently nudged
yeah.
towards Paris.
I guess from a business point of view, it would be very difficult to just stay here from...
Well, yeah. Emotionally, I'd love to stay in London, but objectively and rationally and business would dictate that I would make that plunge.
Because I was looking, over like your past collections and stuff, and I was kind of struck that they were, I felt like they were quite specifically from a London-based designer. And I thought that was really interesting because it was so evident in a lot of the stuff that you did. And I think particularly the last collection, was it called, was it Subterranea?
Subterranical.
Subterranical.
Yeah.
I really liked the kind of, I felt like it could all have been worn by sort of a group of murderous Victorian, that sort of.
Well, that's, oh man, this is what I'm struggling with, like, with this particular collection. I do have my influences, really, like, my press releases, I guess, you know, always make it up last minute. I do draw, all my influences are from the historical facts, from the city and my mates, and but I enjoy that creative story that I usually do in my collection. This one in particular, though, Jesus, it's really hard, but we're modernizing it. That's the stylist terminology. it's not God, all these terms like directional. It's not direct. It's more sensible. And that, to me, it hurts. It's painful. It's really difficult. I'm treading on new territory. I'll be curious to see what you think of this new one comparatively. If you actually do know my work and seen previous collections, and you're pretty much familiar with my setup, I'm curious what you think of this new one. Because it's certainly
great. Well, maybe I'll speak to you next week as well if you're around. Maybe I'll try and grab you at some point if you're still standing.
Sure. Yeah.
Great stuff. Cool. Okay. Well, good luck with everything.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoy your party.
Thank you. I will.
And thank you so much for talking to me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.